Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
I'm going to tell you a lot today what the Bible says. I love the Word of God. I love the Bible. I love knowing it. I don't know the whole thing, but I know some of it. And I love reading the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that the Word of God is powerful. There is a guy, Job, in the Old Testament. In fact, there's a book. You think the name of the book is Job, but it's actually Job. And when I learned that it was Job and not Job, is when I was in my little Sunday school classes with my children. Because I would go to Sunday school classes with my children. They don't even remember this. They were so young. It's like what we just did. We released the children to Pastor Paul and his team, and they're learning about Job, not Job. And I went with my children, and they would have this flannel board. I'm dating myself, but like a flannel board, and they have Noah and the ark, and, you know, and they'd have all the animals. And so I learned the Old Testament story by sneaking in the back of the room while the teacher was teaching the children. The reason I'm telling you this, that's when I learned that Job was Job. And I'm like, I think they're saying it wrong. And so I said to my husband, they're calling Job Job. And then my husband said, it is Job. I'm like, you just feel so small when you're an idiot, right? Don't you just feel like, and you just want to shovel a hole and go in it and put cement over you, right? That has happened my entire Christian life. I was like mocking my church, saying, you know, they said Job. Yeah, and it was Job. Oh, Lord, help me. God is good, amen. So, Job, if you don't know about Job, is a really bad 36 chapters, the first 36 chapters. He's this guy who loved God, and the devil went before the throne of God and was talking to the devil, Lucifer. How bold is he? So he goes before the throne of God, and they're talking about Job, and God's bragging about his son, and Lucifer says, yeah. No fooling, he's so good, hotshot. You got this protection around him. I can't even touch him. He's all dissing God, disrespecting God, you know, disrespecting the protection of God. Doesn't that tick you off just a little bit, Lucifer? You know, just all in God's face. I can't even touch him. Of course, he's going to bless you. That's why he's blessing you, because you're protecting him. He wouldn't bless you if you weren't protecting him. He's like spitting on God. God says, yeah, you know, yeah, I do have a protection around him. He's saying yes to Lucifer. me and the Lord really have to talk about this. I'm very upset that he would even talk to his enemy. But he talks to his enemy. He said, all right, I'll put the protection shield down. No! Like, no! You want to say, are you out of your mind, God? What do you mean you're putting shields down? Shields down. Shields down? But whatever you do, the Lord said to Lucifer, you can't kill him. Oh! That's a bad day, by the way. You may or may not know this. That's a really bad day. If the protection of God, shields go down, and you're wide open in the field, shields down. Oh, my Lord, everything that could happen to somebody, I don't even know if that's true or not. I don't even know. All his kids die in a day. He loses all his money. He was a very wealthy man. He loses everything he owns, okay? Okay, that's horrible. That's worse than horrific. I don't know. There should be a really great word for that. Yeah, horrible. And then on top of that, poor Job, he gets like sick. He's so sick. He's sick. He has boils and he can't sit or stand. And it's really bad. I think most of you know the story. His precious little Proverbs 31 wife. His New Testament precious little wife, beautiful little woman who submits to her husband, says, just curse God and die. Do me a favor, will you please? It's in the Bible. She actually gets so mad. All her children got killed. All her, you know, Bloomingdale Walmart money just went off out the window. You know, her gorgeous house is no more. And he, who used to be some high-ranking hoo-ha-ha, is in a corner on the dust with his buddies, and he looks doesn't even look like that main awesome man of God she married. He has boils and sores, and she's just an amazing Proverbs 31 woman. Why don't you do me a favor and curse the God that you're talking about and die? Make my life a little easier, will you please? Yeah, she did say that. It's in the Bible. It is horrible. I don't think I would want to be her friend. So for 36 chapters in the book of Job, for 36 chapters, his buddies heard about what happened. You know, when something really horrible happens to you, people come and visit you. They sit down. They hold your hand. They talk to you. They're friends. Or they don't even talk. They're with you. So Job had these friends. It's great to have friends. And in time, they were horrified what happened to Job. And for 36 chapters, his friends are talking to him. And they're kind of not saying, if you ever read it, you should probably read it. They weren't really saying really good things about Job's God. Now, Job never cursed God during this time. Now, I know when we go through really rough times, I know, right? Sometimes, you know, you blame yourself right away. You blame your spouse. You blame your kids. You blame your job. And little tiny, hardly nobody in this room. Sometimes people even blame God when bad things happen. They just do. They say it's his fault. They just go right up to that throne and kick him. They don't kick God. They kick his throne. They just kick him. They blame him. None of us has ever done that. But sometimes people actually blame God. No, Job never did that. Now, God did talk highly of him, and God did say, he's a righteous guy. No. He's a really good guy. He's telling Lucifer that. Really? I don't know. Me and Jesus definitely need to talk about this one. 37 chapters, Job and his friends are talking, okay? Now, in chapter 38, the Bible says, in Job chapter 38, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said," so number one, God came as a whirlwind. Now, if you're a weather person, you can appreciate what a whirlwind is. And if you don't know what a whirlwind is, look it up and look at the images, what a whirlwind is. But God literally answered Job out of the whirlwind. And he says this, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Because sometimes we counsel with words, but we have no knowledge. We tell each other why bad things happen to each other, but we really have no knowledge. We tell each other, "This is why your son died. This is why you have that disease. This is why you didn't make it with your marriage. This is why your children are the way they are. This is why you can't have children. This is why you can have children. This is why," fill in the blank. And people come around you and they speak and they talk to you as if they know the King of Glory, that nothing surprises him. Oh, by the way, he's the one who gave permission, shields down. God said, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Then he says, "Now prepare yourself like a man, and I will question you, and you shall answer me." It's very frightening. It's very frightening that God showed up. Now, I'm gonna go fast here because his friends were telling him that this is God's fault. And his friends were telling him that you probably did something wrong and you really ticked God off. So they were weaving God's the problem and you're the problem. We know. We know. We're giving you counsel without knowledge. Because I got to say something to you. You're a mess. You're a mess. How'd you get like this? What'd you do wrong? What'd you do wrong? You did something wrong. What'd you do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong, by the way. He didn't do anything wrong. Shields down. God said, "Shields down." He's alive just enough to talk. His best buddies, his best friends come around him. Who needs friends like that? Right? And said, "I know your wife is on a rage, but you could tell me what, God, tell me what you did wrong." Sorry, good. No. And then God, not only does God come and obliterate the counsel by saying, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" 37 chapters down the drain. Down the drain, God just spoke. You wasted your voice down the drain. Then he says to Job, he's talking to Job. Poor guy can't hardly stand up. He's so sick. "You prepare yourself like a man, and I will question you, and you shall answer me." And then, and I can't read it all, but then God says, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding." He's mocking their knowledge. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Surely you know. Surely you know, I said, shields down, hotshot. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? He asks this question, the living God, to Job. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it bursts forth and issued from the womb? And when I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, and when I said, this far you may come but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. Where were you, O great one, with counsel and words without knowledge? You had to do something wrong. Job, what did you do wrong? One part of the Bible, God says, God was on a rant. You got to really read it. I don't have time. He was really ticked off. But this is so amazingly crazy what I'm about to read, that listen to me carefully, otherwise you're going to miss it. I'm not reading it a second time because it's so crazy it will make you laugh. Try not to laugh, because then they won't hear me. And I know you're going to laugh because you're going to love this. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly stalks? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern because God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. The ostrich has babies and kicks them and crushes them. There's something wrong with that animal. No, there's not. That's the way God created it. Yes, I love God. God blows my synapse. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. This is what the angels did. They were ready. Hand on their sword. They were ready. Hey, Job. This is what Job said. As soon as God said this, this is what Job said in 44. 40, chapter 40, verse 4. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Man of God. Man of God who fears the living God. I'll wrap it up with this. You got to read the entire book of Job to really have fun. It's the part that Job gets to talk a little bit to the Lord. It's great. It's great. You got to eat all the chapters before you get to this, because then you may be worthy to say that this. But in the meantime, keep your mouth shut. I know that, this is Job talking to God, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. No purpose. And that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel with knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me, which I do not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of my ear. I've heard about you. But now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I heard of you, but now I see you, and I abhor myself. Jesus said in the New Testament this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, Job got it. I've heard about you. And by your mercy, you decided to speak out of a whirlwind, but now I see you. I abhor myself. I am nothing but unrighteous, vile filth before you, the living God. I now see you and I recognize who I am. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Have you seen God? Have you sought after him that hard that you've seen him? That you've seen him? That you love him so much? That you love him so much and you know who you are before him? And he loves you so much. There's a maturity in the body of Christ in such an amazing way that sons and daughters are linking arms with one another due to the destruction and darkness in the nations. And God is causing his sons and daughters, his tribes, locking arms with one another. You will see less and less offenses. We will see less and less offenses because our eyes are fixed on the one who's called the morning star. Our eyes are fixed on the one who's called the King of Glory. Our eyes are fixed on the one who pours miracles because of his mercy and love for you. You see, tribes are fixed on Jesus. Behind every face in this room, there's stories. Behind every single face, there's stories. And it's not all about us anymore. We're realizing that there's stories behind every face we look at, sad and happy, and Jesus is very involved, whether they know it or not. Because he's the Lord. There's no one beside him. This is a good hour to be on the earth. This is a good season to be on the earth. In fact, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that he is the Lord of the seasons. And you are on the earth. earth this perfect time for the Father's bidding. Sweet is our Jesus. Sweet is his love from him towards you, our Jesus. Sweet is Jesus over you this morning. Have you seen him? Because the pure in heart sees the Lord. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bless you, sir. And we thank you, sir. O great King, my King, the lover of my soul, Jesus. Jesus, that we would know you. Jesus, that we would know you. That you would bless every family represented in this room, my God. That you would cause a mighty river to flow, a blessing in their home. That you would show up in places where there's no place to show up. There's no door of deliverance. You're the door. You said, I make a way where there is no way. You said, I am your narrow path. I am your God. I am your Lord. There is no other. You said, follow me. You said, follow me. We follow you, sir. We kiss the sun. And we remind our souls that this earth is your footstool. And we kiss your feet. Jesus. God bless you.
Hello, this is Jake Johnson, and I want to thank you for listening to On Fire Radio today. Today's message is titled, Shields Down. Today we heard from Pastor Bob's wife, Mrs. Nancy Englehart. She shared a powerful message from the book of Job. After all Job goes through, tremendous loss, losing literally everything, he does not curse God. And when all his friends and even his wife are telling him to curse God, he would not. Better yet, Job has an encounter with God, and because of it, Job repents and God restores Job with more than he had before that terrible season. We can see restoration in our life just like Job. When we repent from our sin, God restores us to a relationship with him that lasts for all eternity. No matter what type of season you're going through, God wants to meet with you and he wants to restore you. All he asks is us to believe that his son Jesus died for our sins and to place our faith in him. Will you pray with me today to make Jesus your Lord and Savior? Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner. I repent for my sins today, and I ask that you would cleanse me from all of my sin. I believe that you died as a sacrifice for my sins, and I receive the free gift of salvation today, purchased by Jesus' death. And I walk forward as a new creation in you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would fill me with your power now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I would encourage you to start praying and spending time with God. Start reading your Bible. Start in the Gospels. Those are the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And find a Bible-believing church. If you don't have a church, we'd love to have you visit Catskill Mountain Christian Center Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at 629 Main Street in Margaretville, New York. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center and is brought to you free online and on the radio each week because of generous donations from listeners like you. So if this podcast has ministered to you today, would you consider giving to the work of spreading God's word? You can give online at www.cmcconline.org. Again, you can give online and learn more about OFR, CMCC, and our other ministries by going online to www.cmcconline.org. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.